My name is Mighty Beard, and we are gonna be playing some D&D tonight. We are with our crew out of the Whitmore County section district, I guess, of the Adventurers Guild. This is Agents of Beard, session number 44, The Secret of the Ooze. And last time we were with this group, they were kind of like taking some time off from official business, and doing some investigations on the Fae and what happened with the Feywild gates, why they had closed. Also met up with some well, Clover's family in the Firbolg territory. Also met up with Jabba Webner, who this party had did some traveling with to see what they could find out. Not much, but uncovered some other mysteries while they were down here, and today we're gonna investigate those. Let's go around the table. First up, we have Lark. Say hello.
Hello, Lark. I am Lark. I am playing Clover Starheart, the Firbolg Paladin of Lathander. She has a good heart, not as many brain cells, but she wants to be there for her friends and family and do the right thing.
Good. Next up, we have the Gamer Hobbit.
Hello. I am Gamer Hobbit. I am playing as Kalgrim, a hill dwarf who is seeking an adventure beyond the Halls of Stone and to uncover the many mysteries of the giants so he can one day pass that knowledge down onto his kin.
And we also have Inditorius. Say hello.
Hello. I am Inditorius, and I am playing Velzkel, a gem dragonborn from the House of Dusk. He had a bit of a rough upbringing. He got caught up in a dragonborn war and wound up on the wrong side of the conflicts and ended up causing lots of pain and tearing apart his people's society. And now he wants to fix his wrongs and help to rebuild the Dragonborn society and help them to integrate with the settlers of the continent.
And last but not least, we also have Aletha Prime playing Wisp. Not here currently, might join us later, but also a member of this group. More information about what we're doing, as well as links to everyone involved. Gamer Hobbit, Inditorius, Aletha Prime, all members of the Alpha Craft Minecraft SMP. So if you want to catch more stuff from them, you can find their links both in the description of this stream as well as on the website agentsofbeard.com. Okay, so last time we were together, like I said, we had traveled to Clover's home area, the Firbolg territory of Whitmore, and it was an opportunity for Clover to go home. There wasn't really a lot of work happening right now, or at least available in Whitmore. And coincidentally, Jabba Webner, who was a contact that the rest of the party had made, wanted to meet in that territory as well. So they all kind of grouped together and walked out. By the time they got there, it was right around dinner time, and some kids were missing. So they went and ventured off to find where the kids went. And they went to the place that no one must go, an area that had been made off limits by the Firbolg community. Not sure why. Never really specified why. Just kind of one of those things. In the process of finding them and retrieving them, bringing them back, found two things. One, there was a temple that seemed to be dedicated to the partnership between Firbolg and the giants of the past. So lots of ancient knowledge from the giants that Kalgrim would have been able to pick up. Also just showed like the partnership between the two groups. And apparently the fight, I guess, or conflict between the giants, the Firbolgs, and dragons and the Dragonborn. So kind of a tense situation. Firbolgs were really not trusting of Vel's. A little bit more trusting of Vel's now, but yeah. And you also you guys also got some information to head to the north to recover a lost artifact that the dragonborn had taken from the Firbolg. So something for you guys to do eventually. Nordlane is far, far away area, and it's really cold. And maybe it's important to do now, but you also have this weird thing happening with slime. Slime was seen inside of the temple, so much so that it was basically seeping out of the basement. And yeah, there was like a trail that was leading from this temple. A hole had been clawed out by some kind of creature, or who knows. But yes, this trail was leading to the southwest from this, or I'm sorry, the southeast from this temple. And yeah, first off, we'll say you guys would have the rest of the evening to do what you would want to do before heading out in the morning. I know Wisp was going to be sending a message to Whitmore. Either Whitmore or Hovstead, I can't recall now. But just kind of check in and let the Adventurers Guild know what you guys were doing. But yeah, what else would you guys want to do rest of the evening as well as in the morning before you head out on your next adventure?
I would catch up, you know, with my tribe, with my family, see if there's anything they needed me to do, be the good, strong verbal paladin that they need me to be, that sort of thing.
Yeah, for the most part, the Firbolgs are very self-sufficient. They don't necessarily require anything. It is not unheard of for members of the community to head out like yourselves and do other things. But at home, yeah, they can pretty much handle themselves. They don't do a lot of trading. They don't do a lot of interacting. Very pleasant. Very pleasant. Welcoming for the most part. But yeah, they kind of stick for themselves. So I would say the overarching message you would get would be that they're cool. They're happy to see you, and they hope that you stay safe and come back again soon. Don't necessarily have any responsibilities there. Calgrim or Vels, anything that you guys would want to do?
Not particularly, because I remember Vels. I mean, they're not as negatively dispositioned toward Vels at the moment, but they're still, from what I remember, they're still not like super, like a big fan of Vels' presence. So Vels just gonna kind of try to keep his distance, and he knows that he's not entirely welcome here.
Yeah, there's a level of tension, a level of distrust, maybe. Definitely improved upon after recovering the kids, but yeah, it'll take time. And Calgrim?
I think I'll probably do a bit of interacting with the people, the Firbolgs, just to learn a bit more about them, I suppose, and also keeping Vel's company as well. So
yeah, I would say just very pleasant overall. The vibe you get outside of the looks that you might see heading in Vel's's direction is, yeah, just everyone's very pleasant, very welcoming. Happy to see you, but not necessarily like gushing, you know. They're not, they're
making, sure you can hear me, but I can't hear anyone, so I'm gonna try and fix that.
Oh, okay. They're not they're not making a big deal of it, but yeah, they will share stuff with you, share information if you ask, share food, comfort, that sort of thing. But overall, all right then. So you guys prepare. You get a nice breakfast, and you are all ready to set off in the morning. And again, I know Wisp was going to send a message. Let me verify. Yeah, I don't think, I think it was like, actually, I'm not sure. Not sure how that message is being sent. I don't think my magic. Wisp, can you hear us?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, a message was going to be sent out, but I'm not seeing spells that would suggest what it was. I think it was animal messenger of some kind, but again,
yeah,
I have to get clarification on that. But there was going to be a split in the group, sort of, and that was Jabble is going to go off and do his own thing. You guys are going to do your own thing. So yeah, Jabble would not be joining you guys. Wisp, are you there?
I'm here. For whatever reason, Discord switched my input and output. So
that is always wonderful. How are you sending the message to the Adventurers Guild on status and what you guys are doing?
I think I have a spell that I can use that where I can have a bird send a message. And I looked it up last time and now I can't remember what it is.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And I know you said it, but it's been like a month and a half, 2 months. So, all right. Okay, we'll have to come back to that, but that is fine. But yes, you get to you send your message out, and we begin our new journey. So the question is, what's the process here? You are going back to the temple, check out the slime, check out the ooze, and figure out where it's going.
The temple.
Okay. So you reach the temple. What does this look like? So yeah, you guys head to the temple. Same scene that you saw before. So you've got an opening in the side that is dug out from inside or dug in from outside. It's hard to tell the claw marks. And then yeah, you've got this trail of slime. It's not necessarily solid. You've got pieces of it that are solid, especially near the opening. But as it heads off to the southeast, it becomes a bit more dotted, I guess. Still totally visible, as you can, like, as you look. But yeah, it's not like a drag per se. So is there anything at the temple that we want to investigate, or what is the next step of this look like to you guys?
Yeah, I'm thinking we follow the trail of the slime coming out from the temple.
I was going to say the same thing, especially now that it's daytime and we can actually see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's do two things. First, let's get some D6 rolls out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then let's also get... I'll leave this one up to you. Following the trail won't necessarily be hard, but there's some more information that you probably can gather from here. So I'll take perception, investigation, survival, nature, any one of those.
Is that survival?
Survival is acceptable.
Is it from anyone in particular? Or?
Everyone.
Okay, I'll do a nature check.
All right.
Looking at the D6 rolls, perception. Yeah. Looking at the D6 rolls, we get a 2 sixes, a 5, and a 3. So, yeah, the 2 sixes mean it'll probably be
a good day. That's a lot of 9s.
Yeah.
just really so good inverting here. The 6s from before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, some basic information that you can gauge out of this. One, looking at now that it's daytime, you've got a clearer sight of what this looks like. It's definitely not natural. So I think that would at least be the first thing, Wisp, that you would notice is that, like, you know, slime in general is can be natural. I mean, like jello or jellification, like that is a thing that happens out there. So that's probably something that you've seen before, but this is odd. This is different. It's not a solid color. It's like a mixture of colors. But also just knowing what you saw last time, you had stuck a staff in there, I think, or a javelin or something made of wood. And there was like a sizzle to it. You also had experienced that it was on the inside of the temple, seemed to cover those bones. Those bones were affected by it. floating. The other thing was the young firbolg that was tied to the central rune pillar, hallucinating, seemingly also floating, but thanks to a rope was being held in place. So yes, it is very odd. This is very odd. Clover, there's one direction that is going, so it's not too difficult to see. It doesn't seem like there was much path between, or at least around the area. It's like you got this whole path is either coming in or coming out, but it's like one path, and so you can definitely see the direction that it came from or is going. Calgrim, I'd say the same thing. You know, just checking it. Doesn't seem like there's anything confusing about it. It's just a solid single path. But Vels, I would say you would be able to gauge some differences today than what you saw last night. And there is definitely a different look to it. Again, like you're coming from torchlight versus daylight. That might be part of it, but yeah, overall, like it looks like it's kind of like soaking into the ground now. So it's not just sitting on top like it was last night. It seems to be just kind of starting to disappear a little bit. But also looking at the general pattern, it definitely was coming from the temple. Came from the temple and it left. You're not seeing any scratch marks on the outside to suggest that it was digging into the temple. It dug out based on the rubble on the outside and based on the pattern that you're seeing on the ground. The other thing that you would notice is that it's isolated. So it's not like an area of effect. It's affecting whatever it touches. So it's not necessarily like turning the trees around it or turning the grass in like a 20-foot radius or anything like that. Like it seems like whatever it's in his path is what is being affected by it. But the path is very large. If it's a creature, which you're seeing some marks in the ground that look like possible footprints, but it gets mixed with that slime, so it's hard to really see any markings at all. But it does come off like a larger creature.
So it looks like something escaped from the temple.
Escaped is
or
possible word for it. Yeah, it left the temple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exuent, pursued by nothing.
So do you want to track down the creature or take a look at it and see if we can figure out where it came from?
We never went around the other side of the temple, on the outside. So it wouldn't hurt to go around the outside on the other, do once over of the temple. That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Just cover all our bases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can go around. And the other thing is, I don't believe you closed the door.
Nope.
No, we didn't.
To the front of the temple. So you could actually probably go back in as well.
Well, do we want to go back in and see if the cold is still an issue there?
It certainly wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, it's definitely a... We could see if we can find the source inside the temple.
Yeah, because there was two doorways which were covered with slime underneath, so...
Mm-hmm.
See if it's changed or not.
Did we try setting the slime on fire?
I think we did.
I think somebody touched it with a torch and it didn't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that vaguely. I couldn't remember whether that actually happened or whether it was... No, this is the game that I kept making the John Carpenter's The Thing references. Okay, I remember now.
Yeah, we came to the conclusion that lighting it on fire wasn't the best idea at the moment.
Okay.
It interacted with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there was a torch that was used. And that torch caused it to retract, or at least move in some capacity. All right, let me bring you guys back to this map.
An animal messenger was the spell I was thinking of.
Thank you. All right, that'll take some time.
Oh wait, I can cast that as a ritual. Nice.
Always nice having ritual spells.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so walking outside of the temple. You do not see any other markings that would suggest that it was anywhere else. Really just that left side with the hole in the wall. So yeah, it does not seem like there was any other attempts to enter this place. Again, this is all grass covered, so yeah, grass and moss and vines and whatnot all around. So it would be pretty obvious if there was tearing of any of that cover to get into it. The only place you saw that was on that left. Where do we want to go from here?
We're planning to go inside first to see if we could figure out where it came from.
I mean, it wouldn't take very long to just walk around the outside, would it?
No, and like I said, you didn't see any markings or anything that would suggest it or whatever caused this had any other entrance points besides the ones you saw.
I missed that because I don't like the black space over here. That's just a me thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. There. Just get rid of the black space.
Yep. Can't confirm. There's nothing over there.
Perfect.
We just see Vels take off the dead friends. Right. Well, I guess we can head inside and see if there's see what we missed.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
See, if you want to head to the left, maybe we can head to the right.
Well, the door is covered in slime on the left.
Is it
covered in slime?
Mm-hmm. It's seeping out of the bottom.
Seeping out of the bottom. Right.
Okay.
The door is also, so if we're looking at the left side door and the right side door, they both had the same similar description. So it was that was seeping out of the bottom, but you could also see that the door was swelled, like that it was definitely wet from the slime, not just at the bottom but pretty much all over. I can't recall if there was interaction with the door outside of that.
Which door? The leftmost door?
That is where half of the party is going, yes.
Okay. Right, there's Wisp, and then we were taking the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so the right side was very cold in here. Go ahead and roll me a Constitution saving throw as you enter in.
Please hold. I'm trying to remember if the lance didn't give me advantage on cold or resistance to cold or something, did it? Or am I going nuts? 13.
It did not.
Okay, I'm hitting that point where I'm getting multiple campaigns mixed up.
Yeah, the halberd is what you're referring
to. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it was the frost rune amulet that you are wearing is what gave you resistance to cold damage. Okay. So I would say as you walk in, it is very chilly, but it doesn't seem as cold as it was yesterday.
Okay.
Let me look at something real quick for you.
Okay. You caught me mixing my pot of red beans and rice.
I would say, Clover, as you experience the cold, you can tell that it's not as cold as it was yesterday. There's either two reasons for that.
Okay.
You're not sure if either are accurate or would be the cause, but one, you did leave the door open yesterday, so maybe some of that cold just got out. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it does look like there was a statue in here at one point, and that statue has been dragged out. It being as cold as it was in here is probably magic-based, and if the statue is gone, maybe the magic is just fading.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Wisp, it's not as cold.
Well, that's good to hear. And I'll start heading in as well to help investigate. I'm just a slight little thing, so I'm probably going to be a little bit colder than you are, but, you know.
Constitution saving throw. Wisp.
Before I do that, I'm going to cast Protection from Energy.
Okay.
Oh, but that's a third level. Now I'll just take it. All right. Constitution. Saving throw.
19. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, it is chilly, but seems accurate. It is not as chilly as it was yesterday. Okay, so, all right, both sides, you guys have split the party. Both sides are looking at a very identical scene. You've got slime that is seeping out of the bottom of the door. The door is swollen, made out of wood. But you can definitely see it almost kind of like bowing, like almost like it's like a bowl holding something that's protruding outward. Now, this side does not have, well, actually, let me take that back. This side did have some slime trails coming from it, the side that Wisp and Clover had. The other side, it didn't seem like the tracks came from that door.
Does it seem like the tracks came out of the door? Or out from the door?
Well, go ahead and roll me a... again, I would go with perception or survival or investigation.
I'll go with perception.
And this will just be... okay, average 10. I'll say that you would spend a little bit of time like looking through this, trying to see what you can come out of it or come up with. While that is occurring, Calgrim and Vels, what are you guys doing?
Could we try and poke the door to see if it would, I don't know, give way?
With what? With what are you poking with?
I could do it with, let's see. I do have a staff. I could just use that, maybe, to poke it.
Okay. You're not noticing any budge. It seems pretty stiff, pretty sturdy. So the wood is holding in place.
Are the doors push or pull?
Pull. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's push. Yeah, it's push. So sure. It's, yeah, it appears to be, yeah, I mean, as you, hold on. From your standpoint, it would be a push. Open it up. It seems very stiff, very up against the frame. Can you roll me an investigation, Calgary?
Yep. Investigation.
Another 10. yeah, I would say there's definitely stress there. There's definitely stress on the frame holding it in place. And obviously to put the wood into that kind of condition, it would require a lot of pressure. So your best guess is there's a lot of pressure behind that door. Pushing it might be difficult.
Is the handle covered in slime as well, or is it just that it's seeping out of the bottom?
It's just seeping out of the bottom.
You're seeping out of the bottom, okay. If that's the case, I'm going to very carefully, because I don't want to get step too much into slime. Ideally, not at all. And just try to open the door with the handle.
Okay.
See what that does.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a athletics.
Athletics.
And Wisp, remind me what you were doing again.
I was checking to see if the tracks were coming from the door.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I would say at this point, yeah, you are, yeah, you're pretty confident this is a push door, and it is going up against the frame, but the tracks do appear to be coming out of this door.
Yeah.
I relay that in my expert opinion to the team on the left side. You think we want to focus on just one door at a time, or?
Spiders is probably best, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Vels, the door does not move. There's a lot of pressure there.
Suppose we should try the other door then.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
I'll back up and let somebody stronger attempt.
Calgrim, I think that's you.
Actually, I'll go up to Calgrim and touch him on the shoulder and cast guidance.
Okay. All right. I get my staff out again. Give it another big poke with the at the door.
Okay. Yeah, poke at the door. Same general concept. It's very stiff. It does not budge. What's your intent with this? Is it just to test sturdiness, or is it to do something else?
It was, I suppose, because the door was like swollen with the slime. Whether like that kind of made the door less like sturdy.
Yeah. Okay.
So it makes it a bit more fragile.
Yeah, it's definitely wet. It's definitely soggy. There is some like movement there, I guess, but it's minor. It's minor movement. The strength of the door is still there. I guess maybe something you could ascertain from that is that while yes, this is pressuring the door and getting it wet, maybe it hasn't been doing it for too long of a time period.
Hmm.
Well, do we want to try opening it? and see what's on the other side.
Again, it'd be a push door. You'd have to push into it, which theoretically would mean to step into it.
What kind of handle is there? Is it like a doorknob? Is it like a
On this
a
side
thing with a lever?
On this side, it's just like a little ring to pull it close.
Okay, then I'm trying to see if I've got anything in my inventory that can we can push the door open with it from a distance and not like have to step in it.
Well, I have a spell that can offer for protection from either acid or cold, given the situation, but I don't know which one will be better in this particular situation, but it's an option.
I'm good with cold.
Did you want to try opening the door? Or should we have Calgrim try to open it? Or you can try it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just noticed the 8 athletics check and thought I should take a crack at it.
Well, I have a spell on standby.
Yeah.
In case on the other side of the door.
I was just going to interject. Clover, as you're determining who's the strongest, you look at Calgrim and you're not certain who's the strongest between the two of you.
Okay.
So if you both want to attempt, I will. Let's do a group check. Okay. If you both roll athletics to try and open up this door.
Mm-hmm. Well,
an 8.
And Calgrim also gets to roll a d4.
And a 14 and a d4. Oh. 3. Okay. Well, Vels, roll me a D100, please. Okay. I will say you guys are definitely strong enough together to open this. You begin to push. It takes a lot of effort, but you guys are strong enough to do it. As you're pushing, though, you start to hear the wood crack. It feels as if you're moving like a dresser behind a door. Like, that's how much pressure is on the other side. So let's do this. Let me ask this question first. You hear the wood crack. That would suggest that the door is probably going to break here soon. So would you immediately stop, or would you continue trying to open it, force it open?
My gut instinct would be to stop and look at the others and see what they say.
So hold it in place. You get it like a few inches. You hear the crack, you pause.
Yeah.
Okay. What does the rest of the party say?
Want us to keep going?
I think you probably should, although, you know, I think it's the one case the door does break and something just comes pouring out, or I don't know.
I think we should keep going.
Yeah.
We're not going to know what's on the other side otherwise.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Roll me another athletics check, the both of you, Calgrim and Clover.
All right. All right, I'm trying to
19. Hey, okay. All right. That's one better than last time. Okay. you are able to push it open in the process. Everything that was in the other side is going to come out. So, I'm going to need dexterity checks from everybody. Dexterity saving throws, that is.
Saving throws.
As, this room is basically gonna fill up with this slime. It is just gonna push forward and cover this room, a good ankle deep, I think would be fair. And boom. Okay. So let's look. Dexterity saving throw. Vel's be able to, get out of the way. No issue. Calgrim. You're able to back up, but you are caught in some of it. And Wisp and Clover, you guys are covered in it and are knocked prone.
I think I'm gonna. I'm going to, in that case, kind of reflexively cast protection from energy and choose acid.
After the fact? Because you will take acid damage here.
Yeah, probably after the fact. I don't think I would have reacted quickly enough with that dexterity check.
It's an action. Let's do this. That is not that big of a roll. 6. You're gonna take 6 acid damage. So 6 for Wisp, 6 for Clover, and Calgrim, 3. You're gonna take 3. But that door is gonna bust open. So let me do that. Maybe. Here we go. There. And yeah, as those who can see it. Yeah, it looks like it goes into a basement, but this stuff is just bubbling out. Wisp and Clover, you guys are soaked by it. It is on everything. It is in your hair, in your clothes, on your weapons, everything. So what would you guys like to do?
Probably get out.
And up. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably heading up since the other corridor seems to be full.
There was a statue right there. Is the pedestal still there that it was on?
It's not really like a pedestal per se. Like, it's maybe like 6 inches up off the ground at this point. Just the sheer pressure that was behind that door got unleashed. It's on everything, so even getting up there wouldn't get you out of it.
Following after Wisp.
Okay, Calgrim.
I'll just probably take a step back. Probably.
Yeah, I would say you're not as bad of a situation. It's mostly on your feet.
Try and like shake it off if it can.
If you're gonna try to shake it off, I'll try to. Let me see. I think. Yeah. You prestidigitation, and one of the effects is to. Is it clean instantaneously? Clean an object no longer than 1 cubic foot, so I can try to clean your feet.
Yeah, that would suffice here. That would suffice.
Thank you, Vils.
You're welcome, Calgrim.
While that is occurring, I think you would both be aware that it is seemingly constantly moving. So it is continuing to come out of this hall.
I think because I'm currently covered in it, as I'm moving away, I'm going to wild shape into a panther. Why not? It's fast.
Does anyone have any water spells?
I have an ice spell.
Yeah, same. Like, which I have water. Use. I got ice. It's going to hurt a lot.
Not the water skin.
Create water. Wait, I might have create water.
All right, it is continuing to move.
All right. Wisp, Clover, you might want to get out. It's coming to the door.
Yeah, we're going to hurry out as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
Run out.
I was trying to move my character token and it was just like alighting all over the place.
Walls. I'm stuck. Oh, no, we're not. Never mind.
I know. It's like trying to get through. Oh, skeleton.
Yes, looking in that room, the skeletons are still there.
Oh, I have a 50-foot movement speed as a panther. Okay. So I'm booking it.
Okay.
The skeletons were fine last time.
Gonna regret Correct. It.
I'm just gonna run through.
5 foot, 30 foot.
Yeah, I'll just try and
yeah,
get across as quickly as I can.
Yeah, you're gonna have to run through it.
Yep. I'm going to jump, but I'm just looking at the jump calculator to see how far I can jump.
There's no way you can jump. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 feet, maybe you could jump 30 feet.
Okay, what is your strength score? Okay, how tall are you? 7 feet. Fighter, monk, rogue, spell, jump, feet, athlete. With a running start, I can jump 15 feet horizontally.
So you could, yeah, 30 feet to get over it. Because as you're looking down, like, it's filling up this whole room in front of you.
She's
it's
gonna,
coming into your room.
Yeah, she's going to try and do the 15 feet jump horizontally to get over as much of it and then run out the rest of the way.
Okay, dexterity saving throw. Say you get to 15 feet.
17.
All right. Very good. So you get the 15 feet. It slippery, sticky, but yeah, you're able to catch your feet and get out.
Cool. I'm just gonna. Oh, that wall.
You can get a little further away from the door.
Yeah.
Should we close the door to make sure it doesn't just burst out? Or
the door is a giant rock.
It's a giant rock. Knocked over. We don't have time to put it back.
I mean, that's fair.
We're just gonna
good point.
We're just gonna doom all the furblogs to the slime now. Whoops.
Well, it is making its way out. So, do you want to try and close the door or not?
The rock found, is it flat or is it just stuck upwards? I can't remember.
It was something you had to roll.
Yeah, it's like a giant boulder, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah. I mean, it's flat, but it's circular, disc, basically, that you roll into place.
We can give it a shot.
Yeah, we can give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just quickly just push into it.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'll say you are able. You are able to push it into place, not before it starts coming out, but you are able to shut the door. Wisp. That is a tricky. That is a tricky thing. Clover, I'll say at least. Roll me a Constitution saving throw.
A moment. Six.
You're gonna take 12 acid damage. Wisp, this is an interesting circumstance because, yes, all of your clothes and everything turned into you, turned into the panther. Does that mean it's no longer covered in acid?
I will let you decide, and I'm also still concentrating on protection from energy.
Yeah, I think you still are. I think you still are covered with acid. It's just masked in some way. So roll me a Constitution saving throw.
As a kitty.
15. Okay, that'll pass. Go ahead and roll me another one to secure your concentration. You all have DM inspiration?
Nah, that's fine.
Okay. Then you will lose concentration. You're going to take... you'll still gain the benefit of it, though. You'll take halved for 6. Based on you making the save, with resistance, that'd be 3. So you're going to take 3 acid damage. But you're going to lose that concentration on the spell. So, okay, guys, we've got a little bit of an issue here. How's this conversation right now?
Well, I guess I'll start by turning it back into myself, now that we're out, and stepping further away from the door.
I'm trying to flick the goo off.
I'm going to slowly be trying to clean you with casting prestidigitation again and again.
I'll throw my water skin to Clover.
Well, Wisp, you would be covered in it as well. So yeah, you're both going to need to clean it up. I would say prestidigitation is an action. It's a 1 cubic feet. I don't know. That equates to, I'd say at least five turns per person to use prestidigitation to clean it off.
Oh, then in addition to that, whatever's in my water skin's going to get used.
Yeah, it's going to be a full minute.
Could I potentially Misty Step out of the acid? Like, if I'm fully aware of what my belongings are?
So, I love it. I love the idea. Because, you know, the way I have seen it used in similar situations is being handcuffed and Misty Stepping out of the handcuffs. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is legal. So I would say yes, that would be completely suitable.
Okay, so I will do that, and then Velz can focus on Clover.
Wait, you can Misty Step out of handcuffs?
I believe so.
Shit, is that on the Warlock spell list?
Just briefly surrounded by silver mist, you teleport up to 30 feet in an unoccupied space. But yeah,
I believe that is accurate. That's what I'm going to go with. So, okay, so yeah, that's fine. You can use a spell. You can use a spell slot to do so. And then yes, cubic feet per person. What is
7?
Now my water skin's getting used on Clover instead.
My water skin is being used on myself as well.
All right. We'll say we'll shrink it down to 4 turns, which means I will need 4 Constitution saving throws.
Okay, 4 Constitutions. 1.
13. 13 acid damage.
Okay. Minus. That's 24. I am now past half health. I'm going to cast
a cure wounds.
Okay, I was going to do the same. Go for it. Okay, back up to 34. Okay, 3 more?
Yes, and because you're cleaning it off, I will drop it from 3d6 to 2d6. Next one, you'll take 5 acid damage.
Okay, 29. Okay.
Calgar, make me a perception check. 2 more.
Yep.
5. 5 acid damage, and the last one will be 4 acid damage.
Okay, so that's down to 24.
There's a lot going on, Calgrim. Yeah, there's a lot going on. This
hey,
is
and 2.
This is oh. I hold on. Let me I believe you already rolled four. One, two, three. Okay. I saw the perception rolls as a thing. So, okay. Yeah, you'll take two, that last one.
Okay.
But yes, Calgrim. Yeah, this is a bad situation. Whatever was down there was definitely ready to burst. And now has. But looking at the door, you're not seeing any more seep out.
Oh, it's the skeletons all over again. No, oh, but now we know.
Mm-hmm. Is everyone all right?
We start to cast mending on any little like piece of clothing that's been kind of singed off.
Oh.
Don't mind me, just accidentally chipped over a rain boot.
Hey, so what are you doing now? Gonna...
casting a cure wounds on myself.
Well, you can take a short rest.
Okay. Okay.
I'm away from the slime.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Let's go back to the Stonehenge and rest. Wait, a list of stuff pops up if you right click your token? What?
That's true. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you see, but you should be able to see at least lighting a torch, some passive skills, maybe your health and your speed.
Yeah, I've never right clicked my token. Okay, duly noted.
Let's see. All right. So now I have to remember what kind of hit dice I use. D8. Nice. All right. So I guess we're going to rest here for an hour.
Now I've got a bunch of friends playing Baldur's Gate, and they're like, what hit dice does this class use? And I'm like, I just pull it out of my butt. Oh, wait, there's a short rest button.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back up to full. Fortunately, it didn't take very much.
Everybody, roll me insight.
Oof. As soon as I'm done adjusting my hit dice. Okay, insight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a lot of good numbers and wisp. but we'll go. We're gonna go with the group check. So you guys did really, really well here. So yeah, I think thinking back. So as you're sitting here, like resting, thinking about like what just occurred, talking about it, you guys would remember the conversation that you had with the ghost, the spirit that said to fix whatever was occurring, that you guys needed that artifact. And based on the fact that, yes, you guys had opened it, but also how fragile that door was after, like, you know, just putting some force into it to push it open, like, cracked it. It was a ticking time bomb. It was going to happen regardless. So, but you guys have a bit of a situation because it does seem like it wasn't just overfilling per se, just the way it spread, seem like maybe it's continuing to spill out. So you've closed this opening. There is one other opening, but who knows if it has reached that one yet.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's potentially a bigger problem that has occurred. But probably would have occurred regardless if you did what you did or not. Just sped it up, maybe. And actually, let's go ahead and take like just a quick 5-minute break. Okay. Well, let's get back into it. So, yeah, you guys have a strange predicament that you're in now. You initially came in here to investigate the source of the slime. There is lots of slime in there. There is lots of slime in there, indeed, now. But I would say during your rest, you would know that it has not reached the point where it is coming out of the side hole. So, what do we want to do? Do we want to still find whatever came out?
I'd say we should definitely at least like try to plug the side hole so that the slime's somewhat contained, and then try to find the find whatever came out.
Mm-hmm.
Question with the slime as well: was it when it was like bursted out? Was it flowing like water in terms of filling it up?
I kind of imagine it had the same viscosity as No Phase from Spirited Away.
Okay.
Yeah, not like water. Thicker, for sure. We just went to a festival, like a farmer's market, but it's like it was like an after-hours farmer's market. So it was like after the official farmer's market closed, and then it became like they had like more kids-related things, and then like more, just more people selling. Like to me, it was the farmer's market, but just like bigger. But they had one thing that the kids were doing, and they just had like this machine that they dumped a bunch of like bubbles into, like that, like that liquid that you get bubbles. It turned it on, it just rotated, and it just forced all of these like soap bubbles out. Like you could stand in front and within like 2 seconds be completely covered in this stuff. That's how I see it. All right, so if you were to plug up this hole, how so?
Very good question.
We using magic, or are we grabbing twigs and leaves and rocks and whatever else we can get a hold of?
If there's any rocks, maybe try and
Just rocks. Yeah. I don't think any of my magic can do that.
I was gonna say a big freaking boulder.
All right. I would say within a it'd probably take about an hour to collect all the stuff. There's a lot of like leaves, pine needles, stuff that you can take from the earth and put down. But yeah, to fill up that hole probably would take about an hour, but doable.
Well, I guess the one thing we know now is that we're probably not going to be able to go in there again.
Mm-hmm. Or at the very least, we need some specialized equipment to get in.
I hope the skeletons do all right, though.
They're already dead. I think they'll be okay.
What's next?
I think our next course of action is going to be to follow the slime that was there before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, now that you've once again seen the slime, and you've seen the slime come out. Oh, yeah, I can close this up. See that. Now that you've seen the slime out in the open, quote unquote, fresh, versus what you guys witnessed before and see on along the side, you can best guess that whatever came out of here came out of here about 2 days ago.
Ooh.
So as you follow, and we'll go back to the map of the continent. That pretty much is, it's just forest. It's just forest that you guys are going to be walking through. And that is going to take you pretty much from here down to this lake. When you get to the lake, you can see a film on top of it, multicolored. Think of Aiden's on a driveway that a car has like an oil leak or something, mm-hmm. or at a gas station. You've got the like that crazy rainbow type film that's on the ground. Similar to that, just on top of the water. Water is kind of shifting and waving. But, there's definitely like a layer of film that seems to be on top of it, at least in this particular area. Lake is rather large, but it looks like whatever came out, went into the water, swam across to the island. The island would be a good 150 feet swim.
Are we going to swim across?
Does anyone here not know how to swim?
I don't think I'll be able to swim. I grew up in mountains. There was no water in there, so
I can get you over there, Calgrim. But I'm gonna grab a handful of leaves and like throw it on the water to see what happens to the leaves.
Oh, is it water or is it not water?
Okay, yeah, because what you experienced before was acidic and it caused issues to things that are organic, so leaves. Yeah, there isn't as it's not as corrosive here or abrasive. It's not immediately affecting the leaves, but there is like just a very, very gradual start to wilt and fold up upon itself, but ever so slightly. But Wisp, as you look around, as you place those leaves and then just kind of like see what else is around you, surprisingly, there is a rowboat over there. Just on the shore. Doesn't look like it's been used for a long time. Looks rickety, maybe. But there is a boat that is overturned on shore, about 30 feet from you guys.
I'm gonna head over that direction. And you said it looks like it hasn't been used for a long time.
Yeah, the wood's pretty sun bleached. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's been treated or anything in a while. There are some small gaps in the boards, but it looks like it probably could still go.
Well, I guess we can try using this and see to get ourselves over there.
What's that noise?
Probably my sister.
Okay. You guys want to swim? You want to take the boat?
I think the boat. We'll
try the boat, yeah.
Is it big enough to fit all of us?
Surprisingly, yeah. Seems big enough to fit all four of you, maybe an additional person as well. So it should be pretty spacious.
How incredibly convenient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Only one set of oars, though, so someone's going to have to take charge of that.
Me and Calgrim can each take an oar. Sit next to each other, each take an oar.
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't take you very long. This is actually the closest part of the shore to the island in the center. Island's got a few trees on it. As you get close, as you're on the shore, you see that there is two things on the island that are obvious. One is it's just a smattering of trees, like maybe three or four on it. It's not that big of an island. But there is also ruined building. Like, it seemed like something was located here at some point. But as you get closer, you are following the path of the slime. It had swam to shore, again, whatever this thing is. And it seemed to go into shore, maybe shook off a little bit here, as you're seeing, like, some of this slime and ooze, like, kind of scattered around in this area. Survival check from anyone who is proficient in survival.
One second. That'll pop up. Survival. Normal. Ooh, crit.
Mm. Wow, those are good. So we got 20, 24, and a crit 25. Okay. Yes, it is very obvious that this creature had shook off the water. However, you're going to see some more things here. First of all, there's going to be a few different sets of tracks. One set of tracks appears to be some kind of crab, so smaller, but all over this area. So much so that it looks like there was maybe some kind of confrontation between this creature and the crabs. And crabs chased it off. They seem to have come from further into the island. From this vantage point, you can see a small cave opening here. And they seem to have crawled up from the cave and went after this thing. Or just coincidentally, it just happened to be here around the same time. But then the creature moved around to the other side of the island. So there's crab prints here. But you will see feet have three claws apiece. With the water and with the sand over here, you're getting much clearer prints. So you got, it appears to be two legs, three claws per leg, a tail of some kind that seemed to drag behind it, and something else that just dug in the ground. Hands that, like, fist-wise were pushing into the ground, but there's something that's, like, roundish that's just kind of pushing down. It's hard to tell, but it's, like, off to the side of what it is. But it didn't seem to stay in this area for very long. And the crabs didn't seem to stay in this area for very long. They quickly returned back to their cave.
And today I did not bring Speak with Animals. Oh, well.
Nature's. I feel like I can talk to plants as a verbal. I feel like that's a thing. But I think it's just like I can talk to them, but they can't respond back.
Yeah, I thought it was like small animals or something like that.
Yeah, of men or beasts and plants, they can understand the meaning of your words, but have no special ability to understand them in return.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think it meant to understand them in return. I think it meant to respond in return.
Yeah.
I can verify that, though.
Okay. Yeah, speech of beast and leaf. You have the ability to communicate in a limited manner with beasts and plants. They can understand the meaning of your words. They'll have no special ability to understand them. In return, you have advantage on all charisma checks to influence them. Hmm. Like, how big are these crabs? Are they like normal crab size, or are they big crab? Are they Skyrim mud crabs?
Those could get pretty big, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fairly large. Just the way their feet are spread apart, your best guess would be medium variety.
Okay, let's go and hunt down some crabs to talk to.
Can we see which direction the crabs went in?
Yeah, so where you guys are standing is pretty much the location of whatever happened here, this confrontation. But yeah, right in front of you, a good 20 feet away, you can see like a little opening that goes into the ground, almost like a cave opening. And on top of that, a bit further back, seems to be the ruins of an old building. So maybe this cave goes into, you know, maybe it's just a singular room. It's kind of hard to tell where you're standing. Or it could be heading into the basement of whatever this building was. but we went ahead, head towards them.
Sure, just to get a closer look.
Yeah.
Wiz probably hasn't seen this particular type of crab before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Okay. You guys walk closer to this, and yes, there's a bit of an opening. Seems like there is some kind of stairwell down into it, but very makeshift. Maybe at one point it was a sturdy piece of stairs, but now it's just looks like ridges in the ground.
Does it look dark inside the cave?
I would say everyone... Yeah, it's very dark inside there, but it does appear that there is standing water down there, and it is very quiet.
I guess I'll start moving towards the opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this does seem more natural, like a natural cave opening. But I would, it does seem more of a natural cave opening. You've got some kind of larger rock that extends all the way up to the ceiling. In front of you, you see another one off to your right side, so down to the south, Wisp.
Okay, so I'll kind of slowly and carefully start making my way in.
You said it's dark?
You've got some light coming from the outside, but it only reaches a certain point.
Once we get up to the water's edge, I'm going to light a torch.
Okay.
Actually, wait, I've got the moon touch. Talbert, never mind. We good?
Hmm. All right, let's read that real quick. It is, moon touch, 15 bright, 15 dim. Okay, right. It didn't really seem to do much to you. Hold on, let me try that again. Yeah, 30, 15. Yeah, that's it. That's all you get.
Oh, okay.
But as you step closer, again, it is relatively quiet in here. This seems more of a natural cave. However, Wisp and Calgrim, as you get closer, you can see brick on the other side.
Like a structure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely brick flooring. The water is pretty murky here, but the parts that you can see through, you're also seeing that same brick-like texture underneath.
I turn back to Clover and Vels and say, there definitely used to be something here because there's brick flooring up ahead. I'm guessing that's probably a good place to start investigating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I'll continue moving forward. Yeah. And so you're saying the visible brick is kind of straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so over here.
Okay.
And actually right here, mm-hmm. and just past it, is a pillar. Hmm. Like man-made pillars. Before you step in the water, mm-hmm. let me just give you a better description. So it's kind of murky. It does not seem very deep. Though it's hard to tell once you get further into here. But right in front of you, it's only like a few inches. So best guess based on the lack of natural lighting in here, probably no more than like 2 or 3 feet.
Okay.
You'll get wet, but not fully wet.
That's fine. And I'll use my staff just to kind of make sure there's no surprises directly underfoot. So to see like if there's any spot that the water goes down or rocks or whatnot. So yep. With that, I'll start moving ahead. Okay. Just carefully, not in any sort of rush.
Okay. Roll me a perception. Mm-hmm. Roll me a perception. Mm-hmm. Wasn't supposed to put a name on it. Was this supposed to be?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Perception.
Perception.
Yeah, if only I could use my passive perception. Oh well.
You can. I use passive perception. I only see if you can roll higher. But okay, yes, directly in front of you, you do see some shapes up against the rocks that are crab-like. Seem to be resting attached to the rock itself.
I motion for Clover to come closer so I can show them.
Nope. Is that a nope? So I can
cat. No, I'm coming. Cat tangled in headphone wire. All right. Yes?
Oh, right up ahead. You see on those rocks up there? I say very quietly.
I point out the... I think so.
Yeah, right up there.
Yeah, I think so.
Calgrim, you're going to hear some splashing coming from the right side and some movement. Clover, as it's pointed out to you, yes, right here. You can see something that resembles a crustacean of some sort.
I turn to Vels and whisper to him, hey, there's some movement in the water around there over here.
Okay, so don't go that way. Got it.
Yeah. I'll keep an eye on it as it gets closer.
I'm gonna try and should I go ahead and talk to them?
It's worth a shot. They're probably gonna figure out that we're here at some point.
I'm gonna wave to the crabs and hello. If we have a question for you,
tell them we mean them no harm.
We don't mean you any harm. We're actually trying to stop something that might be causing you harm.
Do you see any sort of response?
No. Anything? Persuasion.
Okay. And I get advantage on it because speech of beast and leaf. 17.
All right. Well, there's no response verbally, but it does kind of make itself known. You guys are in about like ankle deep water, and his crab removes itself from the wall. It is also in quote-unquote ankle-deep water. So yeah, the water's not very deep here, just kind of murky. And as it steps forward into the open, it has some strange growth on the top of it. So you got your standard hard shell. From those who have been near the coast, probably would have seen crabs before. But this crab has a lot of moss and a layer of slime on top of it. It looks rather odd. And it looks definitely affected by the creature that came through here. It looks damaged, but it doesn't necessarily attack. But you can definitely see that it is in a defensive standpoint. And at that point, everyone is going to hear a movement coming from the other side of this stone, this piece of rock, and down to the south. Just a lot of like splashing. But yes, it does have a layer of slime on it that looks very similar to what you guys have been tracking. So, and also looks damaged, like it had just been in a battle of some kind.
That weird slime goop on you, is it hurting you? We're trying to follow after the weird creature that was made up of slime or was attached to the slime or something. It's dangerous.
Does it look like the slime has been like injuring the crab?
Passive nature, I would say that yes, it does have similar markings that you have been able to see on yourself. All right, I am trying to get a ruling on this. So speech of beast and leaf. There is no response mechanic here. Check one moment.
Okay.
Yeah, they have no way of like actually responding in a way that you would recognize or understand.
Okay.
But that second piece, two more are gonna make themselves shown.
Okay.
And they all seem rather similar. Not necessarily all the same, covered in slime. Covered in stuff, though. Like, this guy is just moss and mud. This guy is similar, I guess, but like twigs and leaves. Like, it seems like maybe they just kind of collect stuff. and cover it, but this guy has essentially collected the slime. But they are all standing very defensive. I think passive insight for those who are nature themed would get a sense that they're being very defensive of you being here.
We don't want to hurt you, and we can leave as soon as you want us to. We just want to know about the slime creature that came through.
I'd like to use my Balm of the Summer Court, and use one of the dice to heal the crab that's in front of me that seems like, yeah, that seems the most covered in slime.
Okay. Balm of the Summer Court. You are a font of energy that offers respite from injuries. You have a pool of fey energy represented by a number of six. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's ranged. So go ahead and just roll me a singular d6. So yeah, I'll say with NPCs and creatures, hit die means nothing, from what mm-hmm. I can tell.
Right, it's just a d6.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. We'll just go with a d6, but yes, you mm-hmm. can see it, some of those acid scars kind of like dissipate. And you do see its eyes move around as it's like looking around, and it does back up a little bit as that occurs.
Maybe that might make you feel a little bit better.
And I'm going to take a step back and see, we just want to know about the slime thing. We don't want to hurt you.
This one over here is going to charge forward, and it's going to stick its big claw out and face outside. And this one's going to do the same thing. It's going to, like, they're going to, like, dart in and dart back out.
Mm-hmm.
Another one's going to do the same thing, dart in and dart back out. But they're all sticking their hands, like, out towards you guys.
I guess we can get out of the water and just kind of see how they react to that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the direction that they saw the creature go in.
Mm-hmm.
Did they seem any more relaxed after we've taken a few steps back?
No.
No. Did it go this way? Small point behind us.
This one again, like, darts forward, sticking his hand straight out, the big one, pointed towards Wisp, back up.
Mm-hmm. Can you turn into a crab?
I can turn into a giant crab.
Gotcha.
What's your intention here? What is your hope out of this?
Wish I'd brought Speak with Animals. Well, do we want to try and investigate the cave, or do we want to look around the island more and see if there's something else around that we could, any other clues around that we could find?
I think we should look around the island first before coming back into the water, just to show them we mean no harm.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Tell them we might be back, but we're going to look around and see what we can find.
Okay. We'll be back. We might be back a little bit later. We're going to go look for the slime thing. So if you want to come show us where it went, that would be amazing, but we understand if you don't want to leave your water.
Not much reaction whatsoever. They're just kind of standing on the ground. I mean, I feel like you would just gauge that they're being defensive, but they're not being hostile.
Okay.
They could easily attack you right now. You're up right. Close. They've gotten within melee and have backed out. So they don't seem hostile, but they do seem protective. And their actions are not necessarily, I don't know. I mean, they all seem to be doing the same thing, which is pointing outwards. So that seems to line up with your questioning of where did this creature go?
Okay.
It would suggest that it did not come down here.
All right, then I'll kind of tell the others that I don't think it came down here.
Okay. So y'all venture back out to shore.
Yes.
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 Yeah. Yep. All right. So again, island itself is not very large. You know, maybe 600 to 900 feet total. So you follow the slime tracks, leads you towards the center of the aisle. So it did come here, but then it bounced around, traveled like 90 feet, and then turned back in towards where these ruins are, which again, roughly similar enough region to where that cave opening was. It ventured around in there for it seemed to just kind of like zigzag through. You see it stopping. There is a definite point where it stopped in the middle of some of the ruined structures. So likely it stopped there for the night and rested. Biggest piece of information here is that it didn't stay. See no signs of it staying. You do see a little bit more movement. There's a lot of like tracks in like the central area in between the ruined structure, which does seem rather round, but a lot of the walls are torn down in rubble. But it exited out and then disappeared. You don't see any other trace of it.
Great.
Survival checks from before. We had a crit 25, we had a 24, we had a I would say looking at area around that location, you had found some prints that look like almost like pegs that went into the ground. Here you're seeing matted, almost blown to the side slightly, grass and stuff. You would best guess, Clover, that these are wings, and it flew away. Again, direction seems to be heading southeast.
I think it has wings.
Oh, well.
Complicates things.
Headed southeast.
Do you have any idea of how long ago it was here?
Best guess, a day or two.
Mm. So I guess then we're about the same distance from it from when we were earlier.
This part of the lake that it goes over is about four times as long as the other side. The other side was only like, you know, like 100 feet swim. This is a much longer swim, so maybe it just flew to the other side, landed, glided. This part of the island is a little bit more raised. It could have just glided over. Got some air underneath it with the wings, but doesn't necessarily mean it took off and went in a different direction. It seems to still be going southeast. Looking off into the horizon from here, you would be aware that I'll bring you guys back over to this map. That likely it went towards the Ash Hills Wasteland, towards Black Rock, or maybe in between Flat Rock and Black, or I'm sorry, Black Root, or in between Flat Rock and Black Root, but definitely towards the Tangled Hills area.
I wonder how far it plans on traveling. What time of day is it?
You guys have only been traveling for, you traveled about 3-4 hours. You had a short rest, so 5 hours. So, little afternoon, maybe?
Okay. We should probably send a message to all the big cities that this is happening.
Yeah.
Well, I can do that two more times. I can send two messengers today, but technically three, but then I would be pretty tapped.
We can always go to the closest town and send paper birds.
Well, the closest town to you guys as of this point, they're all pretty equidistant. You've got,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
44 miles.
Okay.
44 miles. Yeah. The problem with heading towards Blackgate, though, is that it's you'd have to go through that marsh, which is probably going to be pretty awful. Mm-hmm. Blackroot is probably your closest.
Yeah.
Closest Let's go town.
Ahead. Let's go ahead and hit up Blackroot then, because then we'll be headed in the same direction.
Yeah, maybe the paths will cross again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll send one more animal messenger. Should I send it back to Hovastad?
Where was the first one sent?
But more?
Probably to Hovastad.
Okay. Yeah, we should probably send one to Hovastad.
Yeah, I can cover 50 miles per 24 hours.
So
for a flying messenger.
Yeah, flying messenger. Hours. Sent that initial one here. So this one hasn't, it still wouldn't have reached Hovastad yet. You send another one from here. It wouldn't reach Hovastad until tomorrow. To Whitmore, though. The initial one would have only been 30 miles. The second one, 42 miles. So within a day.
Hmm.
Within a 24 hour
period. Yeah, I think that would probably be smarter, because then somebody at Whitmore could probably get a message out.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so we're doing 4 hexes per day of travel. So if you guys were to start working your way over there, you'd be able to reach here. Well, technically like here. Somewhere in one of these two.
Are we heading to Blackroot?
I think we are.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Yep, guess we're just going to continue to pursue the creature.
Okay. Well, if that is the case, I think this is a good time to end.
Hey.
But yes, you can begin moving towards Blackroot. Let me go ahead and place a marker down. All right, so yes, you can start venturing over to through this direction. But cool. Heading to Blackroot. Let me say this. First of all, how are you getting over to Lake? It's just going to grab your boat, heading back to this side of the shore. Oops. Heading to this side of the shore, like where you started, and then walking around, or grabbing the boat, dragging it over here, and taking the boat over. Doesn't mean a whole lot, but it does adjust time, like timing of how far you guys can travel.
Should we put the boat back where we found it, or
probably should?
Yeah,
just in case.
All right, so I'll say you guys get over to this side. Once you get over to this side, you are going to see it land and continue walking, and you do find the trail, and it is walking further to the southeast. But okay, yeah, that's where we can end, and we'll pick back up as you guys rest and wake up in the morning, hopefully hearing some kind of response from your messages.
Hey.
Oh, okay. We destroyed another building.
Yeah. Hey, how about that?
But we didn't kill grabbed, so.
Mm-hmm. We can always, you know, we can go back there later.
Yeah,